Here we go. Let's go with the message this morning. Thanks for being here. Let's go with the Word of God now. Kevin, turn me down just a smidgen, not much, just a little bit. Thank you, buddy. A little series called Relate. Can you say that with me? Relate. Okay? Jesus Christ related to people. He loved people. People were drawn to Him. We can learn so much from Him. Let's look at how we can relate to other people. Everybody is God's plan. Say that with me. Everybody is God's plan. Last week, many of you were here, and you saw right from this audience people that had been reached for Jesus Christ. Right here in this, inside this room, many have been saved. And so much of that takes place when we're just reaching out as just loving people, kind people, sharing the gospel. But before that ever happens, man, you got to just be kind and nice and love on people and those kind of things. If you're meaner than a snake, don't expect to win somebody to Jesus. It probably ain't ever going to happen. Amen? Or people coming to you for help and encouragement. If you ain't that kind of person, forget it. But we're all called to be that. We can be people who reach out to other people. So let's go with the message this morning. Continuing on that thought, everybody is God's plan. How can I reach out to people? I'm going to try to scoot through some of this, Raj. And can you hush? Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm a slave driver. Here we go. How do I do it? How do I reach out? We already talked last week a good bit about this subject. Let's keep moving this morning. I need to be conformable. Can you say that with me? I need to be I didn't say comfortable. Okay? If you're waiting to reach out to people and love on people, when you become comfortable with it, you're probably never going to do it. You can reach out to people, though, by becoming conformable to Jesus Christ, God's Son. Y'all listening to me? That's how I'm going to be able to reach out and care, be a better husband, be a better wife, son, daughter, friend, grandparent, as I become conformable to the image of Jesus Christ. Keep looking. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is God's will for us to reach out to people and to love people. Y'all hearing me this morning? This is God's will for my life. I need to conform to this. Well, I don't like it. Well, you're wrong. Conform to the will of God, and that is to reach out, to have your mind renewed. Let this mind be in you. What mind? The mind that was in Christ Jesus, who was made in the form of God, but he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a what? Servant. He was made in the likeness of you and me. Why? So that he could go to the cross, so that he could die for you and I. That's why he came. We need to be conformed. We need to have his mind, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made what? Conformable unto his death. I didn't, you know, grow up reaching out to people and loving people. I was a hell-raising teenager. I was meaner than a snake. You'd have had a better chance at 16 me wrapping you upside the mouth or stealing something from you than me sharing Jesus with you. Amen? I saw recently some kids were arrested for shooting BB guns at cars. Recently. I did that all the time. We'd lay in a ditch in front of my house. Ping, ping, ping. Just being mean and a snake. Awful. That's before when you did that you were labeled a terrorist. We were just delinquent children back then. Amen? But the fact of the matter is, how did I become a person? I ain't got this down pat yet, but how did I become a person that reaches out, loves people, challenges, beat you upside the head, that you'll go do it, wear a t-shirt, reach out? Why? Being conformable unto Jesus. I believe if Jesus was living here today, he'd have a billboard. I do. If he was running the church, I believe he'd be out there getting the gospel out any way he could. Had somebody criticize me a while back for shouldn't advertise your church. Churches shouldn't have to advertise. You know, it was a preacher that said that. You know who says that? It's a dumb preacher. You hearing me? Dumb preacher. That wouldn't tell about your church. That wouldn't tell people about Jesus. That wouldn't advertise. Maybe you ain't got something worth a dime for anybody to go to. If we got something that's good, we're honest, we're working hard, we care for people, why in the world shouldn't we advertise that? Get the word out. I think that's the will of God for us. Did I always think that? No. It's a process, I believe, where you become conformable to the image of his son. And as I get older, it seems like I want to do this more. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Things are different now. Amen? And they can be different for you. They can be different in your home. I'm a Christian. We did it last week. We went through the audience. Let's do it again. I won't pick you out like I did last week. How many would say, Pastor, because of Jesus Christ coming into my life, I'm a different human being. I'm a different human being. That's what it's all about. Amen? Loving, reaching out. So I need to be conformable, not what? Comfortable. Well, I don't like that church because they tell you to wear a t-shirt sometimes. Well, get a little uncomfortable, would you say? Come on, praise the Lord. Everybody's God's plan. You never know who it is that you can reach for Christ. You never know how you can impact your wife, sir or ma'am, how you can impact your husband, or how you can impact your kids for the glory of God. But it's going to come, be you becoming conformable to his image. How do I do it? I need to be what? Boy, y'all sound dead under a hammer. One more time. I need to be what? Vulnerable. Oh, man, if I get out there, if I try to live for Jesus, I'll fail or people will hate me. You're going to be fine. Amen? Say. You're going to be fine. Hardly ever in my life have I stepped into a situation where I could bless somebody or try to reach out to somebody that I was not received and what I had to say was received. That lady crying the other night in the parking lot, I didn't need to go talk to her. I had plenty of things to do. But I felt that was what Jesus would do. Somebody's crying. It's ICU. It's the emergency room. So, you know, I didn't step into that like, get away from me, you bad preacher man. No, when I stepped into that situation, she was like glad somebody stepped in. Got it? But yeah, there's always that chance. You'll be rejected and what have you. You need to be vulnerable. Open up yourself. Come on. He came unto his own did what? He did it anyway. Is that true, yes or no? Yep. You've heard this been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn him the other one also. If any man will sue thee at the law, take away your coat, let him have your cloak too. Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him how many? What's the whole idea? Be vulnerable. Give. Reach out. Might not always be received, but this is the will of God for you. Everybody's God's plan. If we just do it with the ones that we think are the sweetest and the nicest, it will probably never do what Jesus would have us do. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Boy, that's tough. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. I've done this several times. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. I've actually done that. Gone by businesses where I know this person at this business hates my guts. And he's quite frankly a pain in the rear end. Okay? But I've stopped right as I've gone by and prayed for his business. Boy, that ain't Gary. Gary would throw a brick through the window. Amen? If you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same thing? Amen? Everybody's God's plan, so I need to be conformable, not comfortable. I need to be vulnerable. Some people might not receive me, but that's not my problem. Is that my problem? I need to work on what I can work on in my life, but as I reach out, that's God's problem. I just need to be used of him. Y'all listening? Okay. We're talking about relationships. And this will work, by the way, at your house. You be conformable to Christ at your house, it's going to change your house. You be more vulnerable at your house and opening up and pulling down some of those, you know, walls that we put up, and you might see some things happening in your house, sir, ma'am. I need to be what? Say it with me. Approachable. 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 If everybody's God's plan, I need to be a kind of person that people can walk up and talk to. Or that people won't run away from. Amen? I want to be that kind of person. How can you do that? There's some ways. If we make it far enough, we will. Let's go through this quickly. Let's look at Jesus. Jesus was very approachable. And he was the Son of God. You're not. Amen? Okay? I mean, somebody, he raised people from the dead. He healed people's ears. He touched your eyes. And I know it sounds like, oh, I would go to somebody like that. But you know what? There's a lot of pressure going to somebody like that. You're just an average, regular fella and ma'am. Amen? Come on, we can do this. If he could do it, we can do it. Fishermen came to him. He said unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 12th or the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother Simon, says unto him, we found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Fishermen came to Jesus. So rough old fishermen could come to him. He was approachable. Don't you feel like, I mean, come on. Fisherman crowd in here, I got a few of you. Isn't it tough to come up to a man in the cloth? I mean, if he's all, you know what I'm saying? Or you're a working man or a hardworking man, or maybe you ain't never been a church person per se. I mean, that's sort of rough, isn't it? And here's the Son of God, but these old rough working folks, the fishermen people, could come up to him. He was approachable. We need to be that way. The religious came to him. Man, that's a whole other spectrum, isn't it, say? Here the fishermen, whoa, the religious people. There was a man of the Pharisees. Did y'all know not every religious person's a Christian? Yes or no? Say. We need to be approachable so that religious folk can come up to us too. And family members that are religious, we need to be approachable. Not judgmental, not where we're higher than them, holier than them. They need to be able to come up to us. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. He said unto him, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. So the religious came to him. Who else came to him? Outcast came. Outcast. People that, that people were prejudiced against, that people didn't like. Those kind of people who had been beaten down. They knew he was Jewish. But look this lady here who Jews don't have anything to do with, these Samaritan people. She could come to him. Amen? Then comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Then said the woman of Samaria, how is it that you being a Jew, you ask a drink of me? I'm a woman of Samaria. The Jews don't have any dealings with the Samaritans. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with that Samaritan woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Why talketh with her? Huh? They aren't going to ask that question. No. The woman then left her water pot. She went her way into the city, and she said unto the men, come and see a man which told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city, and they came unto him. Amen? Because he was approachable. And when we're that way, we can reach out to other people. Crooks came. Am I getting crooks? Former crooks in the building. I see your hands. Come on, we got some former crooks. There we go. Former crooks. Any current crooks? Got one up here who are here? Praise God. Amen. Here we go. You can come to Jesus. Amen. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, a crooked tax collector. He's chief among the publicans. Crooks. He was rich. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. He couldn't see him because he was a little guy of stature. But crooks came to Christ. What's the point? Jesus was what? Approachable. We need to be approachable. We are the Jesus that everybody's going to see. We're the Jesus that people are going to see. Are you approachable? Am I boring you to tears this morning? This will work at your house. The sick came to him. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, she came behind him. She touched him of his garment, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I can be made whole. Sick people came to Jesus. Sinners came. I love this story. Behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, most likely a prostitute. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in a Pharisee's house, a religious person's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment. She stood his feet behind him, crying, began to wash his feet with her tears. She wiped them with the hairs of her head. She kissed his feet. She anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisees, which had bidden him, saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, this man, Jesus, if Jesus were really a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman, what kind of woman this is that touches him, for she's a what? Sinners came to Jesus because they thought they could. Fellowship Church needs to be a place where sinners can come. Y'all listening or not? Say. Instead of us setting, and I know I can get ugly on this, instead of us setting and picking a service apart or picking the music apart or something like that, we ought to be a place where lost people can come. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Praise the Lord with me if you believe that. Come on. That's what it's about. Amen. That lost people can come. I never forget the Sunday that I came into a little old country Baptist church, my drunk mother and me. I always ask God to give me that vision that I can still see me sitting out there with my mother. This needs to be that kind of place. People like my drunk mama deserve to get their neck hugged too. Amen? And loved on too. That's the kind of place we need to always be. Reaching out. People will love that. How many had your neck hugged this morning? Can I see her? You were touched today. We prayed about that. I prayed about it with these men. Oh God, help us to reach out, touch people today, love people today. This could be my last Sunday on this planet. Who knows? You take me home. Let's make it a good day for your glory. Amen? Approachable. So let's review. I need to be conformable. I need to be vulnerable. Oh, that's hard. I need to be approachable. It means you got to be real. Amen? You got to be real. Somebody told me this morning. I love it. I appreciate them telling me this. They said, Clark, Pastor Clark, one of the biggest things that we love about you is that you're real. If that can be said of me, now that means you're going to get the warts and wrinkles, though. That means you're going to get sometimes, I can't believe a preacher would say that. Yeah, we say that. Sometimes we just say it behind closed doors, but yeah, I try to say it out here. Amen? I need your prayers. My children don't walk on water. They need your prayers. My marriage was not made in heaven. Neither was yours. What does that mean? I'm just like you. I need help. I struggle. I need your prayers. Are you listening or not? Say, who am I? I'm nothing. A guy got saved, and I wear a funny t-shirt occasionally. You know, but I need you. I need your help. I need your prayer. I need your encouragement. You need me. You need my help. You need my encouragement. That's who we are. Is that true or not? Say. Okay? So part of all this we're talking about is being real, letting down that guard. It might mean people take you off that pedestal, but that's okay because you never belong there anyway. He does. How do I do it? We're going to go quick, Raj. We're going to try to make it through it. Can we do it? I need to be readable. Can you say that? I need to be what? Readable. And I'm just going to use the points. Not going to be able to use all the scriptures. I need to be readable. People need to know by looking at me that I care. How does that happen? Let's watch it. Countenance. My countenance. If I'm going to be that kind of person that can bring others to Christ, that can be a blessing to other people, that other people can come to me, it's appearance, especially the expression of your what? Face! If you've got teeth, show them! Amen? Look at this guy. Pop him up. Where is he? Pop him up right there. See there? He's proud of him. Hey, if he can smile, you can. Amen? Come on. Had a former music man, lost his teeth right over here. Drove me crazy for about a year and never would get them fixed. If you got teeth, like, go get them fixed. So you can use those teeth for the glory of God. Amen? Come on. If you can afford it, fix them. Amen? Come on, how many agree with that? If you can afford it, fix them. Come on. You know you agree with me, you just wouldn't say it. Countenance. Lift up your eyes. Countenance is so much about eyes. Eyes that are always down. Shifty. Amen? Always down. Boy, my eyes can get down. My eyes can get down. When I start thinking negatively, I get depressed. And that's just me sometimes. That doesn't do anybody any good. Lift up your eyes. Jesus said that, didn't he? Unto the what? The fields, the harvest. It's white. I need to be readable. What's the number one way that people can read me? Pop it up. Countenance. Right there, baby. Countenance. Countenance. Let's look at another one. I need to be readable. My conversation. I can choose what I say. I can choose to reach out and talk to people and say words that are encouraging. Y'all agree with that? Yes or no? This will work, man. Your countenance lifts up. Your conversation changes. This all comes back to the other things we said, being conformable. You start to say different things out of your mouth, it's going to even make your home a better place. You agree with that? Yes or no? You know it is. Contact. Okay? Contact. What do I mean by that? Reaching out and touching. It's okay. Oh, I can't believe you touch people at church. It's a good thing. Isn't it? Say, how many when you first came in, now this to be honest, people, when you first came to fellowship, you know, somebody hugged your neck, or maybe eight people hugged your neck, and you really were a little taken back by it. Can I see your hand? Look at that. See there? How many got over it? Can I see your hand? Now be honest with me now. How many now sort of look forward to it? Come on! It's what I'm talking about. He touched him just as Jesus. He touched her hand. He touched their eyes. He touched his tongue. He touched his ear. He washed their stinking feet. He hugged John, and I'm sure he hugged a lot of other people too. Contact. There's a lot to this in the Bible, isn't there? I thought if I just can relate, but no, you got to do some work if you're going to really be relating to folk. Hugging provides healing, and that's the truth. They've done all kinds of medical studies that if you just reach out and hug somebody, touch somebody, it's amazing what that will do for you. How many, honestly, you feel that way? When somebody will reach out, touch your hand, or hug you, it just makes you feel a little bit better. I mean, you feel something like, wow, it's true. Plus, it's just right. Okay? Compassion. I need to be readable. I need to be a person of love. People need to be able to read that out of me, that I love people, that I care for people. It's more than something I just say. It's more than something I plaster on a billboard. It's reality. I love people. But not Gary. The old Gary didn't love people. But I'm not the old Gary. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Does the Bible say that, yes or no? That's what the Bible says. I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In this new life I now live, it's not my life. It's His life inside of me. And now I love. Why? Because He's inside of me. I love Him because He first loved me. How can we say that we love God when we don't love people? Is that what the Bible says? The Bible even goes on to say, if you say that, you're a liar and the truth isn't in you. If you're a Christian who has the love of Jesus shed abroad in your heart, you can and must love people. It's part of it. We're to love Jesus Christ and love people. Am I about done, Raj? Love gives, love serves, love cares. Love shows in what? Tells. It tells people, say it with me, that they what? One more time, it tells people that they what? The reason we hug your neck? Because you matter. The reason the music team gets up and practices and sings? Because you matter. The reason I prepare a sermon? You matter. The reason somebody's going to serve you out there at hospitality, give you juice, coffee, donuts? You matter. If you need help getting to your car, we'll help you. Why? Guess why? You what? Isn't that cool? It's who we are. It's who we need to be. Praise the Lord. Am I done, Raj? Pretty much.